Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have done my service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kinda busy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the icon himself.
But definitely,
Andre Mizrahi.
What is going on, America? Girl, the girls are leaving. Well, some girls left houses, and they don't think that people don't know where they're going. And it's just a kiki. How they leave one house and then try to get girls to go with them to that house, but they don't follow. How you doing? Then the girl tell you all of the, it's a mess. It's a mess. The ballroom is such a mess, but I love it. It's such a mess, but I love it. Well, Gay TV's tonight. We back in action with Gay TV on Wednesday. So if y'all can, y'all could come out and support us. The show starts at 1 a.m. at 7:08, and it goes to about 2:30. Then the mini ball starts or whatever. So Gay TV, it's a comedy show where we definitely have different actors and different scenes and different skits we put together every Wednesday at 7:08. And we started back. We left one Wednesday alone last week, and we start back today, tonight. So hopefully y'all can definitely come out and support. And for all the sex sirens that's running around here, we have part two. Last week, Elijah came and won $200 for open to all sex siren against all the girls. And some of the girls was really upset about the situation. They thought that, you know, Elijah shouldn't have won. So I said, you know what? Trex is definitely wanting me to throw a ball. So Mini Grand is Butch Queen sex siren for $250. How you doing? So definitely that is the day after Christmas, and the flyers will be out circulating either tonight or tomorrow, so I definitely want y'all to come through and see what's going on with that. How you doing? Because that's going to be a kiki to see them battle once again and see if Elijah will take the throne home again or will another girl take it. And it's four trophies and one cash because it's actually Butch Queen Sex Siren versus Body. So Junior, Senior, Catboy gets a trophy and Body gets a trophy, and then them four will battle for the cash. How you doing? So that's how that goes. I hope everybody had fun. Sorry we wasn't with you yesterday. We was going through a lot of different problems. I had rehearsal and this and that, and then machines and this and that, and then Kelly was in a foreign place and this and that, so we definitely apologize for things that was happening on yesterday. Okay? Got it. Good. Now, next thing, you know, I got to say everything that I'm going through and everything that I'm doing before we get to Kelly. So, Georgia versus the Carolinas. How you doing? That's a team of four up to 10 people on each team. Atlanta pick Atlanta, and Carolinas pick Carolina people. No intermixing. Every team needs a captain. Don't matter how many teams enter the team. With the most points wins the victory grand prize. Either it's going to be $1,000 or $500, but we'll definitely see by next week. This ball is right before Christmas, Wednesday before Christmas, and it's cute because all the Carolinas is coming to see. And the way I'm going to do it is one side of the club is going to be very Georgia, and the other side is going to be decorated for North Carolina. So definitely, we will definitely see who is the strong members, and to keep it fair, because it ain't nothing about no houses that night, we're going to have three Atlanta judges and three North Carolina judges, and then one North Carolina and one Atlanta judge will get together to pick the tiebreaker judge, because the tiebreaker judge definitely might be the only one really doing more of the fair judging, because a lot of people don't like being fair. So it's all up to finding one fair judge to see what state wins the cash. And we're doing this because the state-to-state ball is coming next year. So we're getting into the habit of battling states and stuff like that. So, you know, that can come. Okay? Got it. Good. Now I have one more ball. Well, really two more balls. It's ball season. It seems like after the awards ball is definitely in the Bronx, and that is on the 19th in New York City. So I hope everybody come out and support and have fun and see who's inducted in the Hall of Fame and who definitely the house inducted and the people that's inducted in the Hall of Fame. And definitely big ups to everybody that's getting their awards and things of that, and have fun and come out. And it's in the Bronx on the 19th. So definitely hope everybody come out and support and whatever and get your tables, because the tables is running out. They're running out fast. How you doing? Thank you. How you doing? Now, the next one. If y'all remember Vegas last year, Vegas was really, really, really fucking cute. Vegas was hot. Vegas, that was their first ball ever having in Vegas. And now we are at part two in Vegas. How you doing? So it's called TNT Desert Heat Entertainment in association with Andre Icon Mizrahi presents Vegas Part 2 House Battle. $5,000 for the house that takes it all, honey. So definitely call me because, bitch, it's going down in Vegas. $5,000 for the house, but it's already rules and stipulations and all of that. So definitely call me. The flyers will be everywhere because the promoter is sending them to every state. So y'all would definitely see how to get to the website. And then they have booking fees. They have host hotels. And Vegas is a place for you might want to, I mean, it was phenomenal last year. So, and Jack and Selvin is definitely commentating is March 20th, 2010. So definitely come out and support and have fun for the ball in Vegas. If you didn't meet the one last year, you will meet it this year. Vegas is going down with or without you. How you doing? How you doing? Yep. Now, January 23rd, $10,000, one winner. Vogue, first time ever in history. One person wins $10,000. One person. It could be Vogue Femme. It could be Old Way. It could be New Way. It could be a Twister. It could be a butch, it could be a drag. It's open to all. And that's what I like about it. It's 20 judges, 5 per segment. They get voted from 1 to 50, period. Anybody have a chance to win that? It's 4 different parts. You get 4 different parts. You get 4 different sets of judges. You would never run into the same judge twice. So it's definitely not going to be shade. And to make it even hotter, it's only one judge per house, period. If they do walk or if they don't, but all the walkers definitely get a judge from their house to judge first. But definitely, so that means if it's 20 judges and it's 20 different houses, let me just break this down so you can get where I'm coming from. Whoever is judging from your house is only judging you on one segment, and that goes for every house. So you have 19 other judges judging you too, plus your one. So, and it's fair all through. That's why I said only one house gets the fair, you know, like that, because you can't put two of any house on any two segments because it weighs better in their favor. So, period. It's one judge per house, period. So that's basically how it goes. And you have 4 different segments, which is presentation, the best element, then it's your one and only battle, and then the last strong one will be your production. So that's how it goes in one solid color. In one solid color. It's going to be phenomenal because I'm really getting a bunch of fever on all of it, and it should be really, really cute. It should be hot. It should be really cute because everybody is talking about it now, and I already got over 40 contestants, period. And the few contestants that did not actually pay y'all money yet, y'all need to send me y'all money ASAP. The registration fee, and then y'all know once you register, you get in free anyway, so you're not really paying for anything. So definitely, everybody come out and support for the 10,000, and this goes for everybody. This ball, I'm going to put all into it, meaning try to make it as fair as possible for anybody to join. That's why the judges is the way it is. And if anybody's thinking about walking and want to know anything about it, 404-914-4449. Call me, and I'll break everything down to you, how everything goes. And trust me, it's just a good thing to be a part of history, even if you don't win or even if you do. You have nothing to lose. If you could vote for free in the club, you could definitely vote for $10,000. And God only knows who's going to win this money. So anybody gets a chance to win, and I hope they do, and spend it on good health and good things and help your family or do whatever you need to do with it, because $10,000 do not come off. I know that's right. So wanted to say a few things. Now I'm going to go straight to the big fat lady in New York City, the legendary mother, East Coast Kelly, Ms. Wright.
And now, put your hands together on the bass, the real.
To the real.
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly, Ms. Wright.
Hello?
What's going on?
What's going on? How you
what
doing?
What is going on in your EYE?
My EYE is Blog Talk Radio says that we are no longer to announce any balls or any functions or anything. We're not allowed to announce them. We have to stop promoting people's functions instead.
I didn't support nobody's functions but mine, bitch.
Where's my How you doing, Joe?
How you doing? I'm good.
Buddy. Oh, they just hit me up and they said the same for you, too.
Hell no. All mine will be promoted forever, honey.
Honey, they said the same for you, too. Don't get flashed.
It won't be the first time I get flashed. How you doing?
Honey, how you doing, America? I can't even see my chat room. My chat room is still loading up, honey. It's giving me some type of error in my page. But how you doing? I'm sorry that we was not here last night, honey. You know, we were supposed to be here last night. It was supposed to be the love connection. But we are definitely going to do the love connection tonight. But I definitely made me a love connection last night. That's why I wasn't on the line. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yes, I made me a love connection, honey. I'm back doing the trade, honey. I found me a man, a real man, honey. Dick and balls, honey. Dick and balls. How you doing?
Dick and balls, you are
yes,
a fool.
Dick and balls, honey. Dick and balls, dick and balls, honey. I see we have 19 girls in the chat room. Hi, Karen. Hi, DJ Mike Q. Hey, Sexy. Hey, Whitney Williams. Hi, Alana. How y'all doing? Mother is back on the ear, honey. I know the girls was gagging, honey. We wasn't on last night, honey. But I had to make that love connection last night, honey. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't spill y'all the details. Just know, honey, I'll be making my debut with my new husband next week at the ball, honey.
You got a new husband, girl?
A man, bitch. A man. Dick and balls, bitch. Dick and balls, honey. How you doing?
You are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else moved on so fast, so why can't I? How you doing?
Okay.
How's Spider?
Spider's doing fine. I'll be in Chicago to pick him up.
Oh, I forgot you're going to Chicago this weekend. Yeah, I was going to go to Chicago this weekend, but I can't make it. Get away. I can't make it this weekend. I really can't. I wanted to go, but I just can't. I just can't make it. But I'll be here in New York City partying like a rock star. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yes. Oh, no, honey. Oh, yeah. Tata Butcher's in the transmit, honey. They no good for me. I don't know about for anybody else, but they no good for me, honey. I'm going to try a man. It's been over 6 years since I tried a man, so I'm going to try a man. And I'm going to hook somebody. Somebody's going to find love tonight, honey. We're going to do the love connection tonight, honey. Somebody's going to find love, honey. Somebody go get their cock sucked. How you doing? Yes. So it's no E my E. What did you do yesterday, Andre?
What'd you say?
What did you do yesterday?
I didn't do shit at all.
I don't know. I'm not coming back, honey. I am not coming back. I have washed my hands. I am done, honey. I am converted back over. I have found the Lord, honey. Baby, I left the devil alone, honey, and I have found Jesus Christ, honey, and he is everything, honey. He told me a story last night. He definitely told me a story last night, honey. But, bitch, yes. Let's go. Let's go to the other side of the Bronx, honey, and see what's going on, honey, with our entertainment reporter, honey. Let's see what's going on in the industry. Not yet.
Fashion baby, work it, move that bitch crazy. Walk, walk, fashion baby, work it.
everybody. How's everybody doing? Hey, Kelly. Hi, Andre. What are you guys up to?
What's going on?
Chilling. Just, you know, listening to all this gossip that's going around with this Tiger Woods scandal. It's insane. OMG.
Oh, fucking G. Sorry, your report, honey. But somebody just sent me a visual of what they, I'm not going to put the person's name out there. They just sent me a visual of what they got today, honey. And, baby, it's 11.5. Exclusive. I'm not going to say what state it's from, but it is an exclusive 11.5, honey. And I have a visual, and it is everything. I'm on my way. How you doing?
Okay. Yeah, anyhow, Tiger Woods was admitted into the hospital, of course, if anybody's following it.
For what?
I'm not sure. I guess it's stress or whatever. But
the number nine
female has come forth. Her name is Jocelyn. She's a pretty cunt. And that's just basically it for now. I'll hit you guys up with some more during the show. But, Kelly, I guess you can take your dating show forward.
Yes, honey. Now, why, Miss Thing, this nasty queen, Miss Thing, this one nasty queen, every time I say something about a dick, and it's a big dick, this one queen always hits me up, Miss Thing, and she wants me to send her the motherfucking picture. OMG. How you doing?
How you doing?
And, Andre, you know who this queen is. Buddy. Baby, she always wants a picture of a piece of motherfucking dick, Miss Thang. Yes!
She always wants some dick, honey.
She always wants some motherfucking...
She has a lot of dick every day, and she still wants more.
Miss Thang, she sucks dick down, Miss Thang. Every time I turn around, Miss Thang, she calling me saying a piece of dick left her house, Miss Thang. As soon as that bitch hit dick, bitch, she be on it, Miss Thang. She be ready, honey. She just hit me up and said, fuck you, fat bitch. That bitch be on it, honey. Yes, she be on it. I love it, though. I love it, though, honey. She gonna turn down a piece of dick, honey. If it's a big piece of dick, she's going to love it, honey. But for all you girls that's out there, honey, and you're looking for love, and you're looking for somebody, and you know that they're out there in the scene, and they may be listening to the radio show, or they may not be listening to the radio show, or one of their girlfriends be listening to the show, and you want to, you know, get the with them, honey. Be up with their name or call in and put it out there on the airwaves and let them know, honey, that you're looking for them and you're looking for love and you're cruising them, honey. Baby, you're on the radio show. It ain't like they're going to come on the show and reject you, honey, and you ain't got to do it in their face and get rejected. You're on the line, honey. How you doing? Yes. If Andre was single, we would find Andre somebody. But Andre ain't single, so we can't find him nobody. Miss Ebony, how you doing, Miss Ebony?
Ow, Miss Ebony.
Yes, Miss Ebony, how you doing? Play a little beat or something and let me know how you doing, Miss Ebony. Is Miss Ebony paying me? She always pays me, Miss Thing. Pays me like I'm some type of brick or something. Andre, what are you doing?
I'm actually finding a tank top to wash my asshole because you gotta go to practice. I mean, gotta go to, you know, the show. It's,
gotta wash your asshole? Why you couldn't just say I have to wash my body? Your asshole?
All of it.
Oh my God. And for that person that told me I need to find the right piece, I am not going to find the right piece. I found the right piece already. Oh, somebody said they wish they could call in. Give me your number. Hit me up with your number. I'll call you. To that I am or that just I am me. We'll call you. Send me your number. We'll call you so you can make your love connection. How you doing? Hey, DJ Mike Kills.
You may find real love, someone that will love me.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, someone's looking for love, honey. Someone's looking for love. Oh, hold on. I have somebody we're gonna call. They're looking for love, honey. Hold on.
Let them describe themselves. Hold on. Let me send this number over to Miss Ebony, honey. So Miss Ebony can call this person so they can find love, honey. How you doing? Miss Ebony, did you get that number that I sent you? Because she be paying me, honey. She don't be talking back to me or nothing. What the fuck? Hello, Miss Ebony. Oh, hold on. Somebody just hit me up and they said they just heard the archives from the First Love Connection show and they want to know exactly what they want to know what Camaro looks like. How you doing? Camaro, hit me up. I'll send you their name. You can send them a picture of you. Oh, my God. I will not be back 2009. I'm not converting over. You must be a dyke, whoever this 2009 is person is in the chat room. You must
I'm
be.
Converting over. I'm going to start dating dykes now.
Chill.
I never
not,
dated a dyke. I'm going to start dating dykes in 2010.
I'm not converting over, honey. I'm not. I'm not converting back over, baby. Wait, Kelly is over, honey. Well, what is that 11 about, DJ Mike Q? What is that 11 about? Need to know what that 11 is about. Y'all want to see this visual or this picture? Oh, Lil James Khan, hit me up. Somebody said they like you, honey. Hit me up on Yahoo.com, LegendaryKellyMizrahi@Yahoo.com. Somebody said that they like Lil James Khan, honey, and they want to know if he's single, sexy, and free. I know that's right. Tell Andre, do not he have enough fucking dykes? Oh, shit. Andre, did you hear that?
Tell that dick-sucking bitch to keep it cute. And she know who she is, probably. One bitch that said that, honey.
Yes. Oh. I'm waiting for Miss Ebony to get back in, by the board, and we're definitely going to call that caller that sent me his number. Oh, Miss Day, they're getting ready. Last night you had pussy stop, Chris Day. The queen is trying you, Andre.
What is that?
The last night you had her pussy stunk.
They're trying to bitch that said up there pussy was stinking, which it wasn't, but that's that late ass girl that take arms up her ass.
Oh, baby, yes, she does take arms.
But hold on, I'm in the bathroom. I'm going to come back in about 5 minutes. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Where is TJ Mizrahi? I'm looking for him on Twitter. TJ, where you at? TJ haven't been in the chat room or anything. In a minute, I want to know what the fuck is going on. Where's TJ at, honey? Somebody's looking for TJ, honey. They're looking to make a love connection. Hold on, who is this calling me? Can't talk right now. I'm busy, honey. Can't talk right now, honey. Miss Whoopi, what are you doing? Are you looking for love too?
Excuse me.
You looking for love?
We're not gonna get into all of that.
Why?
Because we're not.
Oh, shit, Adi.
Hello.
Oh, what's going on?
What's up, Kelly?
Nothing much. I'm just chilling.
Oh, that's what's up. I ain't
are
really
look-
doing nothing.
So you looking for love?
Yeah, I am. Like, I ain't live at my, I'm just talking to you, right?
No, you're live.
Oh, well, my name 11. I y'all didn't seem pretty much know a little bit about me or whatever. I've tried to do this little love connection thing once. I'm out here in L.A. trying to see the person, but, you know, they kind of pan and nooch. So I'm going to try it again and see what's up. A little bit about myself.
The person that I hooked you up with, they paying you?
Yeah, like, the thing was, I went to San Diego, and I had called them, and they were supposed to come up to San Diego, and we were supposed to kick it and go to the movies and go out to dinner, my treat. So then they started saying they had other stuff to do, and it was their birthday, so I understood. So I came to LA to see them, and I called, and there was no answer, so I'm just like, I'm over it.
Oh my God,
let me hit that person, it ain't even no need, Kelly. I'm done. Once I wash my hands, I'm done. It's not no need to even hit them up. Because if they had any interest, they would have let me know. They would have called me to even check on me, period.
I feel the same way.
Damn, I thought I had a nice little love connection going on. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I thought it was, too, until I got out here and saw, you know, that they just start. They also have an excuse for things, so that's not, but you know what I'm saying, that's not what's up. So I'm going to just see what's out there and see what's up with something else.
Oh, okay. Well, if anybody's in the L.A. area, honey, and you're looking for love, 11's in the L.A. area. Describe yourself to the children, 11.
I'm 6'4", brown skin. I weigh about 180, 8 tattoos, 2 goals, both ears pierced, taper, hazel contacts. I'm a nice looking guy. I'm a handsome man.
I know that's right.
Yeah. And if they need pictures, you know what I'm saying, you got the pictures, right?
If you need pictures, I got pictures, and he is definitely well endowed. How you doing? Yes, I know that's right. Oh, I'm gagging. I don't, oh my God, I'm gagging.
I'm coming to New York.
When you coming to New York?
I'm coming to New York next week. Probably I'll be there probably Monday.
On Monday, what day is Monday? This Monday coming up?
This Monday coming up, yep. I fly out of here Sunday night.
Okay, no, that's right. How long are you going to be in New York for?
I'm going to be there for a week. And then I got to go back home because my birthday coming up, so I got to get ready for my little skating party I'm having in Cincinnati.
So you're going to be here for a week, so you'll be here for the awards, but we're going to find you. We're going to find you some love.
Yeah. Well, make sure you do, and just hit me up if you know what I'm saying. You got anybody that's interested or whatever the case may be.
I will definitely hit you up and let you know.
All right, mommy.
Thank you for calling in.
Right.
Okay. Well, God damn, I thought I had a fucking love connection. I just hit that person up from L.A. I want them to hit me back so I can find out what's going on. But Father Diego Khan, if you out there, I know you're sexy, single, and free. Somebody wants to make a love connection with you, Father. How you doing? And to my son, Vic Mizrahi, somebody's looking to make a love connection with you. How you doing, son?
Yes.
Yes. Somebody is looking to make a love connection with my son. He's looking to make a love connection with Father Diego Khan. Yes, I know that's right. And Diego is definitely definitely single, sexy, and free. And the person that's looking to make a love connection with my son is definitely single, sexy, and free. How you doing? But if you definitely on the phone lines and you definitely want to give somebody a shout-out and let them know that you're looking for love and you're looking to love them, definitely free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely bring your call straight up on the line, and you can give them a shout-out. And maybe they on my Yahoo Messenger, and they listening to the show, and they hit me up, and maybe they want you to send them a visual. So press 1 at this time, and we'll take some callers if we have some. How you doing? Oh, I'm gagging. Oh, my God. I'm really gagging. I thought it was going to be a nice little cute little connection. And that it's just so much. Hold on. Switchboard is typing to me. 443-929. You're on the air on the love. Who am I speaking with? 443-929. Okay, I guess not. Next caller. Hello? Hello? Yes.
No.
Okay, 347-907. You're on the air on the love connection.
Hello.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Yes.
It's Diego. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, Diego.
What's going on?
Somebody wants to make a love connection with you.
I don't do stuff like that.
You don't do stuff like what?
No, don't go looking for love. Love comes to you. You don't go looking
yeah,
for
yeah, but they're looking for you. Are you on Yahoo Message?
No, actually I'm not. I'm on my way home.
Oh, well, when you get home, you sign on Yahoo Message, and I'll send you their name, and y'all maybe y'all can exchange pictures, and you can see what they're about and whatever, and so you can come back and tell me, was it, you know, was it worth it? It's the love connection. I'm not even going to get into that, but I'll speak to you later because somebody just hit me up and said to ask you something, but I'm not even going to ask you about that because we talk personally and I know the situation. So I'll speak to you later, Diego. Hit me up when you get home, and I'll send you that person Yahoo name. Okay. Hold on. We have another caller. 803-361. You're on the air on the Love Connection. How you doing?
How you doing?
Who's this?
This is Boss Revlon.
This is who?
Boss Revlon.
Bones Revlon?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you from?
Hello?
Yeah.
I got a Jaja Mizrahi.
Jaja? Oh, you my mother.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a piece of mother, so you like the girls.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Oh, so you from the North Carolina, South Carolina area?
Yeah.
Oh, so you want a piece of mother. Mother Jaja, somebody wants a piece of you, honey. Mother call in, honey. Well, if mother calls in, I'll definitely put you and mother on the phone line together. So we're going to put you on hold, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Yes, mother call in. Bones Revlon want a piece of you, mother. How you doing? He wants a piece of mother Jaja Mizrahi. How you doing? I know that's right. Yes. Yes, please, honey. Please, please, please. Okay, next caller, please. Y'all girls want to be a mess, honey. Y'all girls want to be a mess. I'm going to do the love connection until about 12, honey, and then I'll change it to Messy Wednesday for you girls in the chat room since y'all want Messy Wednesday. And I hope the girls is asking for Messy Wednesdays. I hope y'all on my Yahoo Messenger and y'all got some mess or y'all going to call in with some motherfucking mess, honey, since y'all want Messy Wednesdays. I hope y'all have a whole bunch of fucking mess. Yes, honey. No. He's talking about Jaja, mother Jaja Mizrahi from South Carolina. Okay, Switchboard, do we have any other callers, honey? Yes. How you doing? Whippy, you're back.
Okay.
Yes, you're back, honey. You're back. Yes, I can't wait. Oh, hold on, because I can do it now. I can send this name over to Diego now. And so when he gets online, he already have the name already. So, hold on. Where's my Yahoo Messenger, honey? 443-615. You're on the air on dating the Love Connection. Who am I speaking with?
Huh?
Who am I speaking with?
Say what?
Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
You and this phone is trying it up. The baby's mom.
What? Okay, that caller and that phone is a mess.
Messy.
Yes, please. Next caller, please. I don't have time for messy phones. 347-283. You're on the air on the Love Connection. This is Dr. Love, Mother Kelly Mizrahi. Who am I speaking with?
What's up, Kelly? This is me, Tari.
Oh, hi, Tyreek. Are you looking for love?
No. TJ told me to call in because his Yahoo was messed up. He said something. Somebody keep hitting him up, telling him to call. Whoopi, what's up?
Hey, Tyreek. What's going on?
No, the girls was just asking where's he been at, honey. He hasn't logged on to the radio show in a minute, honey, and the girls been asking where he's at, honey. The girls think he's in Jamaica or something.
No, TJ's in the process actually of moving. He just got this job that he wanted, so he's getting ready for another state. So he's actually doing good. But he said he asked me to call. I don't know why. He said he ain't want to. But he's not in Jamaica. Trust me.
Yeah, because the girls was asking about him in the chat room. Why are you not looking to make a love connection? I see you and TJ back on the phone, so I guess y'all must be made a love connection.
No, that's TJ. My friend, he's going to always be my friend. And you know that, Kelly. Whoopi, don't start. I haven't got any pay calls from you in a while, Whoopi. What's up with that?
None.
We was going to get you the other night, but she said she already had got you. You knew the voice.
Yeah, she's crazy. But where's Andre?
What'd you say?
Where's Andre?
Andre went to go wash his pussy.
About time.
Yeah, he had to go wash that pussy. You know, it's old
that
and rank.
That pussy's clean.
It's old and rank, so you know he had to get it together.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
he just wanted me to call in because he kept saying they kept hitting him up on Yahoo, telling him to call the radio. But his Yahoo went down.
Well, TJ is all right to everybody. Tell TJ he needs to hit me up and give me a call. He knows what he needs to be calling me about.
All right.
Okay.
Later.
Bye, Tariq.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm sending out another Yahoo Blast. Hold on. Do we have another caller while I send out this Yahoo Blast? And let the girls know that I'm changing topics at 11 o'clock, honey, to Messy Wednesdays, honey. New, honey. Yes, Tuesday. I don't know, Miss. I got you. I'm sending out my blast. Hold on 1 minute. I'm sending out my blast. Miss Wendy Williams, do not be sending out no pictures of my children, Miss Wendy Williams, okay? Don't do that, Miss Wendy. Don't be sending out no pictures of my children.
Wendy, messy.
Yes, sending out that picture of my son. I know what my kids get. Honey.
You got to start that at 12.
What'd you say?
She has to start that at 12.
Yes, I know what my children got, honey. Baby, hold on, honey. I'm sending out my new blast, honey. Dad, I'm not in love. So that I am gonna hit me up. No, I'm not in love. I'm just, you know, I'm having fun with someone new. No, I'm not in love, honey. Not yet. It's too soon, honey. I'm not trying to open my heart up just that soon, honey. I just got out of something, honey. That would be rebound tease, honey. But I'm talking to somebody, and I'm feeling like the cards, Miss Tag. I'm really feeling like the cards. How you doing? Wait, hold on. Let me see what, Oh, that was Miss Nicki Minaj. Miss Nicki Minaj, keep it cute, for I sent out some pictures of you. Because I have pictures of you, Nicki Minaj, so keep it cute, okay? You don't want me to send out no pictures of you, Miss Nicki Minaj, because I do have pictures of you. How you doing, bitch? I got pictures of Nicki Minaj. The girls would gag, honey. Baby, yes. It's real tea. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Hold on to all the IMers. Hold on to all the IMers. Hold on. That's IMing me. I'm going to respond back to your IM. In 1 minute, I'm just sending out my new email blast to let the girls know that I'm changing topics at 12 o'clock. So I'm just going to doing that right now. So just bear with me for one moment, okay, please? Thank you. How you doing, honey? I have to let the girls know I'm changing topics, honey. You know, the girls don't know I'm changing topics. And shit, honey, I'm about to get real messy. So I hope you girls that's been asking for this, I hope y'all got some mess, because I don't have no mess. I don't have no mess. Honey, bitch. What happened?
Ooh, what was that about?
I don't know. Hold on. Hold on. I want to get hooked up with Cam Prodigy. What's good with him? If not him. Oh, Mistake, see, this is not what we're gonna do, Mistake. See, we're not gonna do this. If you can't get hooked up with one person, save the other person.
save the other person until next week, Miss Day. Why are you going to do two names back to back, Miss Day? It makes you seem like such a slut, Miss Day. You can't have one person, so you want to hook up with another person, Miss Day. It's not really cute, Miss Day. It's not cute at all. How you doing? Whoever sent me pictures.
Anyhow, yeah, they had the Victoria's Secret fashion show on again today for the second time. You're so hot.
Chill. So did you enjoy the Victoria's Secret fashion show for the second time?
Yes. I always love things like that.
Hold on. Somebody just moved back to the Orlando area. Hold on, we have a caller. 609-656. You're on the air of the Love Connection. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes.
I was listening. I was just listening. I'm sorry, you guys.
Oh, you just listening?
Yeah, how you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing fine.
This is Lollipop from the chat room. Hey, is that... That's not Nicole, is it?
No, that's not Nicole.
Who's that?
Nah, it's Whoopi.
That's my daughter, Whoopi.
How are you, Lollipop?
I'm just listening. Please don't hang up.
Okay, thank you for just listening, Lollipop. All right. Okay.
Bye, baby.
Bye. It's Nicki Minaj. I just finished reading all my Yahoo messages and everything, and I'm catching up in the chat room. You can post my Butch Queen pictures. I really don't care. Pictures I have of you is more degrading than you posting a picture of me as a Butch Queen, okay? And so everybody, don't forget to go and support us on my myspace.com/TensorChives. The same thing for Twitter, www.twitter.com/TensorChives. You can definitely find out what's the upcoming topics for the show. All of the gossip and stuff that we're going to be spilling on the show, it will definitely be posted. A sneak preview will definitely be posted on Twitter. Definitely follow us on Twitter, honey, and you can definitely follow me and find out what I'm doing during the day. How you doing? Yes. Baby, I don't have no Miss Nicki Minaj. I don't have no real nasty. Oh, hold on. Close this door. I don't have no real nasty Butch Queen pictures, so keep it cute. But I really have some real nasty pictures of you, okay? Okay, Miss Nicki Minaj, so keep it cute. I don't have no nasty Butch Queen pictures because I don't take nasty exploited pictures at all. If you want to see anything that's over here, you have to see it in person. So I don't have no pictures like that. But you do, so keep it cute, okay? Don't make me post them in the chat room so then all the girls that don't know who Miss Nicki Minaj is will know who Nicki Minaj is. How you doing?
Oh.
Yes. Fresh Jordan, welcome back to Orlando, Florida. Fresh has moved back to Orlando. How you doing, Fresh? What's going on? So if you're definitely out there on the phone lines, I'm still waiting for more people to call in and give some names, honey. I already sent Diego over the name that wanted him. So, you know, holla. Maybe. No, Nicki Minaj. Fresh don't need to stay off BGC. Need to stay off Craigslist.
Oh, my. Who is this Nicki Minaj? Can I see her picture?
I'll tell you who Nicki Minaj is off the show, honey.
Okay.
Honey. For the user in the chat room, I'm not the Energizer buddy. You cannot pump a battery in my bag. I won't post them, honey. Hold on. Talk to the girl for a minute. Let me see who this is calling me on the Batman line.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, everybody. So, how do you guys like Lady Gaga's new video, Bad Romance? I thought it was so hot.
her fashion in there is just everything. Everything. I was with Marc Jacobs the other day, and I seen they had a whole lot of cute costume jewelry accessories. So I picked me up a ring, you know, a bracelet. It's like very rockish, very punk rockish.
Yes,
so hot.
And all you girls that's out there, honey, definitely go and catch Sam's fine new DVD, honey, on how to apply makeup. Because there's a lot of girls that don't know how to apply makeup the right way.
Yes, they be looking so drag queenish, you know.
Miss Nicki Minaj, you was on 106 at Park the other day. How you doing? What was you doing on 106 at Park?
Oh,
honey.
Was that the drag queen I seen sitting in the back audience?
You see, you said the raccoon.
No, the toe. The drag queen.
Oh. I thought you said was that the raccoon I seen sitting in the back to this day.
No.
Oh. Bitch, I was about to keep cackle mistake you said raccoon, honey.
Ooh.
I was about to be like, oh my God.
No.
Oh, honey, if you out there and you love the big boys, honey, I have a big boy that's looking for a love connection. And so if you out there, you looking for a big boy, I have a big boy. Honey, so for all you girls out there, you like a big boy. You like a big, strong man, honey, that you know. She's gone. She's out being a mad switchboard. For all you girls out there that love a big, strong man, honey, how you doing?
How big
oh, my
he?
God. Oh, I don't know. Oh, for the IMA that hit me up. I don't know. Close. Hold on. For the IMA that hit me up. Oh, hold on. Oh, I got it. He signed back in. Oh, hold on. I got it. Okay. Okay, hold on. Yes. Okay, I had to send that over. Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch. Yeah. I thought my phone had turned.
I know. Anyhow, I went into H&M today, and all their clothing is, like, so old lady-ish. Do they make anything for a 23-year-old anymore?
If you old, you old, honey.
Bitch, well, I mean, come on now. There's a whole bunch of young kids to shop in. It's so old, the clothing. I was disgusted. I walked out.
Okay. Let me see. Where am I going? Go ahead, finish talking. I'm doing.
Oh yeah. Okay. Anyhow, yeah. So we went into Sephora today, and oh my gosh, so much makeup. It's a place for a girl like me. I just love makeup. I swear. But you know, mother went and got herself a big makeup box. And so she's filling it up with all this makeup and stuff. She has a whole bunch of brushes. So she's going to try to give me a smoky eye tonight. I'm so scared.
Oh, child, please.
So.
Okay, I sent little James that wants to make a love connection with him. And so maybe that, you know, we'll see how that works out. To the big boy that hit me up that's looking for a love connection, please, to this point, wait, hold on. To the person that hit me up about the big boy, are you looking to make a love connection with a big boy? Because if you are, I'll give you his Yahoo Messenger, and maybe y'all can make a love connection. How you doing?
Well, how big is he? You keep saying big boy. How big is he?
The big boy doesn't matter how big he is.
Girl, you know, skinny bitches are the best.
These skinny bitches are evil.
Please.
Oh my God. And I'm also looking for somebody that's willing to deal with somebody that is definitely HIV positive about the situation and definitely open minded and they don't have a problem with letting you know that they are definitely positive and they're being real about the situation. So
I think that is so hot.
And they're definitely being
hot.
Real about the situation, and they said they're also looking for love. And so, you know,
they're definitely coming out and they're definitely being real with it. And they're definitely being real with about it. That's another thing. When I tell you, we're not going to go into Messy Wednesdays because it's definitely, we didn't do the Love Connection last night. So we're definitely going to talk about how so many rapid young children are coming down with HIV and AIDS these days. And I just gag, like, this is the second time this week that someone has definitely actually confided and came out that they are definitely HIV positive, and they're looking for love, and they actually being honest about it, and I respect those people so, so much. I respect.
Girl, let me tell you this story. I was on webcam the other night, and so I'm on webcam with this guy, and we were talking for like a good 2 hours, and he was so cute, Kelly, when I tell you. His smile, everything, his body, you can tell he had body and everything. And he just came out of nowhere, and he told me, he was like, I'm HIV positive. And for a little while, I said, shocked. And I wasn't shocked because he had HIV, but I was shocked because he just came forward with it so fast, you know, and he didn't even know me. And I really respect that about a person. That shows a lot. And that shows how, you know, things are going in this world now. So,
yes, and to all my listeners that's definitely on the phone line, we're going to be flipping back and forth, you know, taking callers for the Love Connection and our positive topic all at once. We're going to be flipping back and forth through both of them. But I definitely want to hear from some of my callers about the situation and how do y'all feel about the situation with somebody coming out and being honest with you about this situation. And how would you take somebody coming out and telling you this? So if you're definitely on the phone line and you definitely want to be real and you want to be truthful and you definitely want to come and be a part of our topic, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and definitely come on the line, because years ago when I think I was about 18 or 19 in the scene, I was in a relationship with someone, and the person came and the person told me, before we did anything, we was talking for about a good 6-7 months, and the person came and they told me that they was HIV positive. And I respected this person, even though me and this person broke up after the situation. I respected this person for so many years afterwards, and it's still until this day. Even though I don't know where the person is as of this day, I still respected the person because they came out and they told me. And a lot of people nowadays are not telling people their status. They're just taking it, they're taking that person's life into their own hand.
And I really respected
that person for coming to tell me. And me and that person became the greatest friends after that situation. And I really, really still to this day respect that person. And I need to find out where that person is at and see how they're doing. Like, if you're definitely on the phone lines and you want to talk and you want to come in and you want to chime in on our topic with us, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and come in. No, we're not going to do Messy Wednesdays. Wednesdays is a positive topic. I just did the Love Connection because I wasn't on last night because I made my own connection myself. So we're not going to do Messy Wednesdays. We're going to save the mess for Messy Mondays and the recap on Messy Mondays. So let's get into this positive topic. Like, what the fuck? It's so many of these young children nowadays that's coming into these agencies and coming into these organizations at the age of 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19 years old, and these children are positive. And it's ridiculous that the numbers is growing, so the numbers is going down from adults down to the children that's getting positive. Let's get into that and talk about that. Everybody want to talk about all this messy shit. Girls want to talk about fighting. Girls want to talk about reading. Girls want to talk about shade. Girls want to talk about who's leaving what house. Come out at the awards ball in this new house. Let's do something positive for once. Like, what the fuck? Bitches can't be positive for one time. Like, it's one day out of the week. You're here 3 days out of the week, the first 2 days of the week, we're messy, we're reading, we're spilling tea, telling who fight over the weekend, telling who sucked what dick, who was coked up in the bathroom. Let's be positive for at least one fucking hour. My fucking God, bitch. If I was sitting here telling y'all about the fight and who got knocked out last night at the motherfucking Kiki function, everybody will be picking up the phone and everybody will be calling into the fucking show and everybody will be spilling tea and giving all types of other motherfucking shit about who got knocked out at the Kiki function last night and all other motherfucking shit. Now when I want to sit here and I want to be positive and I want to be real and I want to be a fucking lady about a situation and come down and act like one of the other motherfucking femme queens, you faggots want to sit here and y'all want to be fucking messy. It's fucking ridiculous. How fucking dare y'all, bitch?
Oh my, OMG, y'all just got her so upset. She was done. Okay.
Bitch, I will sit here, bitch, and nobody won't get no motherfucking mess or nothing at all, Miss Thing, next week, bitch. I will make sure the chat room is closed down and the girls will just sit here and listen to me and RJ talk positive shit all week next motherfucking week, bitch. Y'all bitches need to pick up the phone and let's talk about this positive motherfucking topic because it is hitting motherfucking home. It's a rapid motherfucking disease that is going through this motherfucking ballroom scene and it has took 4 people from us this motherfucking year already. And bitches want to sit here and they want to sleep in circles and sleep in motherfucking triangles, bitches. Bitches need to pick up the phone and let's get this motherfucking topic motherfucking started because I can cancel the motherfucking show right now, Miss Thing, and start getting ready to go to motherfucking Splash to have me a cocktail with my motherfucking girlfriends.
But no, we really need to talk about this topic. It's serious. You know, there's so many young children that's going, and it's not cool. Wrap it up. Definitely.
Baby, it's crazy. Like, bitch, oh my, I'm really gagging, bitch. Like, bitch, if I was sitting here telling, I have a caller. Hold
great.
On, I'm waiting for the rest of the number to come through. 917-693. You're on the air on our positive topic. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
Hi to the other list, the other
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Kelly, I just wanted to discuss and actually piggyback what you're talking about. You know, it's unfortunate that the internet. I call the internet a disease. I call people pay for play. All that. I call it all a disease, meaning the fact that it's so easy, and so easy to get attached to. Is what's really killing and what's affecting the young generation. The internet, meeting different people, and not being educated on, you know, what's right and what's wrong. You know, unfortunately, I mean, what can we do? What can you do? You know, you can tell, you can lead a cow to a milk, but you can't make them drink. You can talk to these kids, you can talk to them. Unfortunately, some of them don't have family, but they do have gay mothers and fathers. You can talk to them, but they still don't want to listen. And they get these people that are peer pressuring them. They see the internet. They see all these beautiful people. And it's like, wow. Think about it, Kelly. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Unfortunately. What can you do? You can talk to them. You can educate them. But are they listening?
Not at all. And you know what I believe? It has a lot to do with the people they surround themselves with.
Yes. Yes.
It has a lot to do with that.
Kelly, look at Tiger Woods. Okay, now, look for example, what is all this shit about him? What are we learning from that? What is the young generation learning from that? That it's good to have 4 or 5 motherfucking mistresses? It's good to have 5 sisters on the side? Mm-hmm. But exactly. But then when the kids see stuff like this, they think it's a key.
Yeah.
I don't really understand why everybody thinks that this is a fucking joke. This is not a joke. It's like... It's really crazy how rapidly that these young children are coming to these organizations, and these young children at 16 and 17 and 18 years old, that these children are fucking positive. These are fucking babies out here. They shouldn't be worried about sex. They should be worried about school, and now they have to be worried about taking all types of remedies and all types of cocktails and things.
Got these young kids on these internet, Adam for Adam, BGC. They're fucking lying about their age. They're saying they're 21 when they're really 15 or 16. Kelly, when we were young, we didn't have no fucking internet. How do we meet people, Kelly? We went to the fucking club, okay? And if you went to the club, if you got in, luckily you met somebody. They have these young kids on internet. I'm telling you, the internet is something else. You got 16, 17-year-olds selling their body. Prostituting. Kelly, you have 16, 16-year-old motherfuckers prostituting.
It's really...
Prostituting. How the fuck they know about that?
It's really... It's really crazy, and it's like...
Then you have the pedophiles who feed off on young little boys and girls. They fucking 50, and they fucking with 15, 16-year-olds.
I really don't understand. It's just so much. It's just like, my question to you is, if you was in a relationship with somebody and they came out and told you after 4 or 5 months of y'all talking, you know, just talking, hanging out, mingling and stuff, if they was positive, how would you take that situation?
Kelly, I would probably go crazy because I felt I was being portrayed. Kelly, I don't know what I would do. Me and my girlfriend was talking about that. My girlfriend said she would pop, if it was her, she would go crazy. And God forbid if something happens to her, like if she fucking found out that she actually got it, she said she would commit suicide because she wouldn't know how to face reality. She wouldn't know how to face her family. She wouldn't have to face society alone. Being black, gay, and HIV positive, that's three whammies.
Yeah. You know what? For the people who are HIV positive,
Kelly, I wouldn't know what to do. I think I would have to really talk about it. Then you have to worry about your surroundings, how people are going to treat you, how people are going to look at you. Because I'm telling you, your surroundings and people are vindictive, trifling. A lot of them are not educated. And this is probably why people don't want to be upfront and be honest about the situation.
You have strength.
You need people like you and Andre to educate. And also, I'm glad you changed the topic to talk about what's going on. But I think that people are just, they don't want to face reality. They don't want to face the repercussions. They don't want to face people having these negative, you know, because people can be very, very ruthless.
And to Nicki Minaj in the chat room, everybody does not pit themselves in a situation. A lot of these children that's out here, that they're becoming positive, these children don't know that the person that they're sleeping with is positive because they're not telling them.
But
and
also,
regardless
Kelly,
of the fact you're going to call them or not with
Kelly,
the person, calling them
Kelly,
break. 100
Kelly,
is not 100% sure of the situation.
Kelly,
and calling them do break, and these children
Kelly,
are sagging.
Kelly, let me tell you something. Kelly, I'm 32 years old, okay? And I hear people telling how they still have an
unprotected sex.
Fucking sex.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? I'm sorry. They're still doing it. You got motherfuckers know they're sick and they don't give a fucking flying fuck. Then you have a 16-year-old who is vulnerable, probably don't even know what the fuck is going on because he probably lived a sheltered life. He meets somebody and look what happened. It still exists, Kelly, unfortunately. It still exists.
I don't understand. It only takes let me tell you something. I could be in the heat of the fucking moment, and I could be tongue kissing down. They could be fondling me. I could be fondling them or whatever. I'm going to roll my hand over while we are doing that, and I'm going to reach over into the little basket that's sitting on the side of my bed. I'm going to pull out that motherfucking condom. Before we do anything, that condom is going to roll on, and it's going to be on the correct way so we don't have no accidents. It only takes a second to take it, put on a condom, a second to put on a condom to save your life.
Kelly, you are a woman of a certain age, okay? You are not dumb, young, and full of cum, okay? You've been educated, okay? You've been brought up to know what the fuck is going on. A lot of these kids don't know, okay? And let's go back for this escort and shit.
But I'm gonna cut you off for 1 minute. Every time we have this positive topic, I be wanting so bad to bring my real mother on the show. I have been dealing with AIDS and HIV the last 17 years with my real mother, and I want to bring her on the show so bad so she could sit here and talk to me. Because I'm just getting back when my mother found out she was HIV positive,
They was taking 26 and 30 pills. Now they're taking one Remedy cocktail, and they're going on about their motherfucking day. And I want to bring her on the show so bad so she can sit here and talk to these children. But the girls are just so disrespectful.
Kelly, I need to talk to you all because I got something to tell you, some disturbing news about something. And I need to talk to you because it's funny how you talk about that. And sometimes you can't say certain things because people are listening. But you got, it's just people don't know what the fuck. You got people who don't even know they have the shit. You got people that have it using other people's medication and don't know what the fuck is going on. And they've been in this scene for quite some time, and they still don't know. It is sad. It is fucking sad.
No, but you know what else? Let me tell y'all one more thing, right? When I was in jail last week, right, I was in fucking jail. I forgot to tell this story. I was in fucking jail last week, Tuesday until Thursday. I heard it was two guys in the cell with me in the precinct. And this homeless guy said to this other guy, I've been in the shelter for so long trying to get an apartment. I think I just need to go out there and get AIDS because maybe the city will give me an apartment.
Oh, no. So scandalous.
When I tell you, I goozer hoozered and my motherfucking mouth dropped so motherfucking hard, fucking 40, he said that to that other man. I was sitting there gagging. Me and the detective was sitting there. The detective was sitting there and we
were
looking at.
You know what, Kelly? You know what's so funny? I heard that story before. I heard that there was people saying how they need to do that shit so they can get free housing and get welfare and all the other bullshit. I've heard people talk about that before. And there's probably people out there that are doing that shit.
It's ridiculous.
Kelly, I've heard, and I've also heard something else, too, on BGC. There was one guy who deleted his page. He said, and I quote, I'm taking my page off BGC. He said, because I'm letting y'all know that I done fucked over 450 trainees and drag queens. And I caught it, and I'm sure they got it, too, because I didn't use no protection.
Oh.
A fucking fool.
Okay. Kelly, when I saw that shit, I cried. I said to myself, you know, that's a fucking shame.
That is a shame, and I don't understand. I don't understand why. What's so hard? We're taking a second. It's only a second. To take and put a condom on the fucking dick.
Un segundo. That means 1 second in Spanish for you Spanish bitches. Okay?
I really don't understand what's wrong with a second putting a condom on. Like, oh my God.
Kelly, this is what you should do. You should ask. This is how you do it, Kelly. You need to say, well, I'll tell you what. You don't have to give their name. They don't have to give their fucking number. You can say how many people who's listening had unsafe sex. We don't want to know what your status is, but how many people have done it and have regretted or thought they should have used a condom because you never know what the fuck can happen in the future. And let's see how many callers you're going to get.
Okay, hold on. Caller 803-404. You're on the air. How you doing?
How you guys doing? I've called in before when you guys have been on this topic, and I just want to say it sounds like, and I don't want to say this, but it sounds like y'all are preaching, and you probably at this point, whoever's listening, preaching to the choir. And because the people who are listening and it's a positive show, they probably they're probably practicing safe sex. But the other thing is, I think that we should be telling people that there are worse things in the world than living with HIV, because honestly, I'm not positive, but if I were listening to you guys going off right now, I would personally probably want to kill myself because you guys are acting like that's the worst thing in the world. When unfortunately, in the world, there are some other things out there that's worse, unfortunately. You can live with HIV, unfortunately, but there are some things that, you know, you're going to hurt more, you're in more pain, you know, and that's kind of why HIV is like a smoking killer because you can go out and never have any symptom per se, and then your T cell count is low. So as you guys think about it, I'm listening to you guys.
Can I ask you a question? Who am I speaking with?
I'm Marcus. How are you?
Hi, Marcus.
How are you? And I appreciate you guys having the topic, but as you guys talk, I would hope that you guys would be a little more sensitive to people who are affected by it, because this might be a reason why they're not willing to call in and tell people. Everyone won't be like Dominique or the Lunas and speak up and be an advocate, and we can't – that we know that's not going to happen, but we
that's
need
true.
People to – You
That's
know,
true.
Be more comfortable with themselves. So make sure as we talk about it,
That's
make
true.
Sure we're more inviting versus.
Well, you know what? You know what?
That's true.
This is right. This is a big. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say anything to anybody because I didn't want nobody to steal. I don't want nobody to steal my idea. But I have an idea, and I'm trying to run it past a couple of agencies so they can help me with the situation. But I'm trying to have a ball, and the only thing that you have to do to walk for this $5,000, and I'm going to have open-to-all performance for $5,000, you don't have to do anything but go to the organization that's going to help me fund this ball and get fucking tested.
That is so hot.
All you have to do is get tested, pay your $30 to come to the ball, and you can walk, and you go to the organization, you don't, you, the organization will tell you your status and everything. You don't have to, it's not going to be tested, you're not going to get tested at the ball right then and there. You're going to go weeks before the ball, sign up, get tested, and everybody that get tested can walk for the $5,000, because that's how bad I want these girls to know their fucking status.
And
that's
that
what I'm trying to work
right.
out with an organization.
I think that that's good. I guess as I step back, I've been to meetings with agencies and things like that, and I personally don't support people getting tested and signing, because, you know, I want them to get tested, but I kind of want them to realize the importance of going to get tested on their own versus, you ever seen the van out there outside the club and they do the rapid testing? I mean, what benefit are you doing telling the child that they're HIV positive at the club, or letting them know right before a ball or things like that? Like, truthfully, it may go in one ear and go out the other. They might be coked up. They might be on a pill. They might be high. At that point, they might not even realize what they're saying. So I really appreciate what you're saying, Kelly. I would just hope there's other ways of getting people to – I think if we had people come on and tell their story, we've listened to Dominique tell her story. We've listened to Luna tell her story about his first time getting it. You know, first time ever being with a man. He got had, you know, he caught the virus. That's a problem. You know, we need to hear more stories of people who, the innocents who did things. It's not always the people out there. It's not just those who are on BGC looking. It could have been the child who did everything right, who thought he was in love, who used the condom and the condom broke, and he now has it. It can be any of those stories that where people can get infected. It's not just one way of it happening. So, you know, as you guys talk about it, I appreciate the conversation. Just maybe keep that in mind, because it kind of, you're kind of preaching to the choir at this point. It's 12:17 on a Wednesday night. People getting dressed to go to the club. You're probably preaching to the people who are practicing safe sex or trying to do things the right way.
That's understandable, sweetie.
Thank you, Mark. Definitely calling in. Okay, do we have any other caller switchboard? Oh. 347-299, you're on the air. 347-299, you're on the air. Okay, they hung up. Next caller, please, if we have one. Yeah.
Shout out to my brother Dominique Lacroix. I love you. He's the best. He's such a nice person. So sweet.
It's just a lot. Is my first caller still there with us?
Kelly?
Yes, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm listening to that caller. He made a good point. He really made a very good point. I never thought of it that way. You know, sometimes we have to listen to other people's opinion and other thoughts and kind of, like, take in what they're saying. And, you know, he's right. He's 100% correct. And I'm thinking now, you know, we're sitting this trash, not really trashing, saying what they're doing, but what about those who are doing it rightly? What about those who don't know? What about those who met? And it's like, you know what? But this is what we're saying. This is what you're saying, Kelly.
if we practice safe sex, if you educate yourself, then your chances are, I would say, less.
No, I don't think, I really don't think the chances is less. You know why I don't think the chances is less?
Why?
I don't think the chances is less, right? I have a girlfriend, I'm not going to put my girlfriend name out there. My girlfriend has been dealing with this for years, for many, many years she has been dealing with this, with her father and her mother, both of them with HIV positive. She found out about her mother and her father, and she became a HIV peer educator counselor and everything. And she went through all the programs, became a state licensed educator and everything, and then she wound up getting positive herself. But she knew all the risks and everything because she was a licensed educator about the situation, but she still wanted to get it positive herself.
Wow.
So it's like it affects everybody. It affects everybody in some type of way. It affects everybody in some type of way. It really does. And if there's anybody out there that's on the phone lines and you definitely want to come tell your story, you don't have to be negative, you don't have to be positive, or whatever, or any type of encounter that you came in with, and you want to be real about the situation, just come out and, you know, and don't have to worry about nobody judging you or saying whatever you want to say, feel free to definitely press 1 and come up on the phone lines. Like, I'm just gagging. Like, when we started this, when, like, oh, hold on, I'm going to go to the Philly caller. But when we started this, when I started talking and we was doing the dating game, our numbers was up to 39 in the chat room. Now the numbers has, I've seen the numbers has dropped down and dwindled to 22. Now it's back up to 28. But when I'm sitting here and I'm talking and I'm gossiping and I'm giving y'all the tea on what happened at the ball and I'm telling y'all who fought and who did this, the numbers is up in the 60s and the girls are listening, the girls is chatting and everything. I don't know. I'm going to have an epiphany with myself over this weekend, and I don't know what might happen when I come back on Monday on the show. I don't know what I might recap or what I might say. But I'm going to have an epiphany with myself over the weekend, and I'm going to find myself and find a new look and a new outlook, because I hate these numbers when I'm talking about something positive, but when I'm sitting here and I'm reading and I'm gossiping and telling you about who's sucking who dick and who was coked in the bathroom and everything, the numbers are sky high. But when I give y'all something positive, the numbers dwindle down. I'm very scared of what's going to happen next week. So we need to work on getting these numbers together when I'm talking about something positive and when I'm talking about something negative, bitch. I don't give a fuck if y'all just got your computer on, bitch, and y'all in another room, bitch. Honey, but when I'm talking about something positive, I want the numbers up there, too. I have a caller, 267-320. You on the air on my positive topic. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly. This is Bambi from your IM.
Hi, Bambi. What's going on?
Nothing. I just want, well, I IM'd you earlier, so you kind of, you know
what's
that's
going
about.
On?
But I just want to say, I don't agree with the person. It doesn't hurt to know your status. Like, I've never heard anyone found out their status and drop dead. If anything, it helps you. You find out you're negative. You know what you got to do to stay negative. When you find out you're positive, you figure out what you do to stay positive. I mean, not stay positive, to stay healthy. As far as, like, the getting tested at the club, those are for people who can handle that. If you know you can't handle it, don't go to that. And if you're high yourself, the people who they're testing are trained to handle those type of people. And there are so many different organizations where you can go get tested. So that's not an excuse, because the van was outside. I didn't want to get tested out at the club.
Yes.
I definitely agree with you, Bambi.
Bambi, are you still there? Hello, Whoopi?
I'm here.
Okay, Bambi?
Yes.
Oh, are you still? Okay, go ahead.
No, I mean, that's just what I wanted to say. I just wanted to say, you know, it's no excuse for getting tested. And I know that a lot of people are scared, like, well, if I get tested, this is what I'm going to find out. Yeah, they make a lot of, like, it is hard living with HIV. it's hard figuring that stuff out. It's hard when you find out you're young and you have it, or you find out you're unhealthy. But there are healthy people living. There are things. Everyone's not on cocktails. There's a tripla, one of these, and stuff like that. But just go get tested. It's nothing like not being healthy and not knowing it. Like, I know people, my experience, I've been there dying and didn't know nothing, didn't know what was going on, and never been a whore. I've only slept with two people ever in my life. So.
Wow.
Just go get tested. It don't hurt. It's a finger prick.
That's right. And it's super fast. They have the rapid mouth, you know. They have all these different exams that you can take now. And it's only 20 minutes of your time. That's it. 20 minutes of your time. You find out you're positive, get help.
Go get some help, medical treatment. There are doctors, there are specialists, there's so much stuff out there.
My thing is you can die two ways, knowing and not knowing. And it would be better to die knowing so you can help yourself live longer. You know what I mean? People can live for years.
Yeah, it's,
you know what I mean?
Now, like, when I first started getting medical treatment, I'm young, I'm only 20, I first started getting medical treatment, they told me it's now a chronic illness. If you take care of it, you can live a long time. You can live as
That's
long
right.
as someone who has asthma or as long as That's someone who has all these other chronic illnesses. Get tested. Just know your status, know where you're at. Just be safe
exactly.
and healthy.
I
and
agree
protect
with
the
you.
People you with. Like, come on. You may have it and not know, and now you're sleeping with someone else. Now they have it. Just be smart.
You know what? Everybody thinks that when they find out that it's a death sentence. It's not a death sentence.
So not.
And you know what? When I found out myself, I really thought it was a death sentence. I remember. The situation is happy. They had some type of survey here in Philadelphia, and like house with the most people tested. And I was in the house at that time, and I got tested. And my house member told me, and I thought I was going to die that second in the room. I thought of a few more months and it was over. And went and got some blood work done. Doctors, they helped me get my meds or whatever, helped me where I'm at, virus undetectable or suppression. And all my counts are good. So, I mean, it's just that knowing, because when I didn't know, I was really sick and couldn't figure out why I was sick, so.
Yeah, it's just like everybody thinks that it's a death sentence. It's not a death sentence. It's a wake-up call, and it's a reality.
It matures you a lot, especially for someone being, like, 20 years old like me. It matures you a lot because you do have to step up to the plate. Like, there are times when, like, now – You have to stand up. Like, just because you get it don't mean you're going to be on medicine. But when I got it, I had to start medicine. And, like, you have to be responsible, take your meds, follow up your doctor appointments. A lot of these girls is finding out
that they have this, and they think that this is a death sentence. So they pay it, and they still drugging and taking their medicine.
But that makes
and
it
all
worse,
that.
And that, make, that makes it really worse.
That does not
work.
This is not, it's big. When I tell you, I can be honest and as real as possible as I can be to anybody out here in the scene, I found out that my mother was HIV positive. I was 15 years old. It has been 17 years. Since my mother has had it, and she is still here.
And she looks great.
And she got 17 more years ago.
And my mother, you would not even be able to tell that my mother was HIV positive. My mother has a body like a motherfucking femme queen. It's a rock-stocking fucking woman. And you would not be able to tell that my mother has anything. And she has been here for 17 years, and she has been dealing with it. And if she's had it for 17 years, and when she found out about it, they was taking all these type of medicines. These girls are taking 4 and 5 pills once a day now, and girls don't even want to take their fucking medicine. It's fucking ridiculous.
Let me tell you, when you go to the doctor, especially down here in Philly, when you go to the doctors, if you have no resistance, they test your blood for resistance to any medicine. I'm taking a tripla, one a day, one time a day, 10 p.m.
Mm-mm.
Don't got to think about it again until tomorrow.
That's so much more upgraded, you know. And you remain healthy. You take your,
what, and everybody think, and everybody, and that's what a lot of these queens, I'm not saying about this year, but I'm saying in general, a lot of these queens that have been passing away over the last couple of years, everybody thinking these queens are passing away because of HIV or the AIDS, that's why they're passing away. No, these queens are passing away because they're not doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing when they found out they was positive. If they stopped the drugging and stopped the clubbing and stopped the boiling every fucking week and worried about their health and taking care of their, and taking their medicine and worried about getting a stable roof and a stable environment over their head, maybe they would still be here with us today, but they was not doing that. They wanted to drug and then get up in the morning or in the evening or whenever they was prescribed to take their medicine and take their medicine, and then after they take their medicine, they got to smoke a motherfucking blunt, two lines of motherfucking coke, and have a motherfucking drink and think that that's going to make it all better. That's going to deteriorate your immune system even more, and that's why they're not here with us today.
And also, another thing, this is winter time, it's flu season. So your people who may have it and not getting tested, there's when you have HIV and you drop below a certain count and you become AIDS, which is a diagnosis.
Exactly.
It's the same disease. It's not worse. It's just your counts drop. They can go back up. But if you get an opportunistic infection like the flu or something, you have that diagnosis. So it's good to get tested now so you know why you're at your HIV status, at least, because it's more healthier than the technical diagnosis of AIDS. So, you know, just go out, get tested. And it was something someone said about people getting HIV to get government help or something like that. And I have to tell you, I was homeless earlier in the year, and they told me, no, baby, your counts was too high, so it does not work that way.
That's sick for anybody who would go catch HIV just for a
part. They turned me around, so I hope no one is dumb enough to go do that, because that's stupid. It's retarded, first of all.
If a bitch is dumb enough to go out and get HIV, to get a motherfucking apartment or to get public assistance from some motherfucking agency or anything and not go out and get a motherfucking job, bitch, I think they deserve every fucking thing that comes to them. Bitch, this is not something that you play with or something that somebody wants because they want some free money or a free motherfucking apartment. This is people's lives that they're dealing with, that people are dealing with. Like, who would even think of doing some stupid shit? That is just, when I tell you, that is beyond off the wall to me. It's ridiculous. It's horrendous, bitch. And if they do get it, bitch, I hope and pray they die 2 weeks later after they get it, bitch, just to get a motherfucking apartment. I hope they drop dead and burn before they even get the fucking public assistance or get the motherfucking apartment. That's how I feel about that situation.
And just so, like, y'all don't, like, people don't misunderstand it, because there are people living with it. Yes, I'm healthy now. Yes, you have those people on the scene who had it for years, and people were living with it, but it's still killing people. It is, every time you open up an IM, you see an IM, two people die from the virus, and you guys just got to go get tested, get checked out.
To all you girls out there that's listening on our phone line and listening on our airwaves, just because you're with somebody and that person is positive and you're positive, everybody has different strands of HIV and AIDS. They are all not the same. So just because both of y'all positive, that don't mean because he's positive and you positive or she's positive and she's positive for y'all to go out there.
Oh, no, please don't do that, because you will become resistant to your medicine, your gag spiritually, when you go to take your
condom, because everybody has different strands of this virus, and they might have strand A, and you might have strand B, and it all doesn't work together. And
knocks
it might
out your chances for taking certain medications, you know. And
yes, you will get fiercely when you go from taking your 3-a-day pill to taking a 7 twice a day.
Right.
Because now you became resistant because you messed with someone who was resistant to whatever you take.
Yes. And for all you girls out there, honey, and you know that you have it and you have medicine and stuff, you need to take your medicine every day. Not every other day or when you remember to take it, because your body gets immune to the medicine and then they have to start you on a whole different new cocktail.
Mm.
baby. It's fierce. But Switchboard, let's keep our two callers that we have on the line with us. Do we have any other callers? Because I want some other girls, Honey, to come, you know, and talk. Honey, like, what the... Oh, I need to... 347-561. You're on the air on our positive topic. How you doing?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, everybody. This is Kurt.
Hello.
Hi,
Hi Kurt.
You know what it is, Kelly?
What is it,
my
Kurt?
My story was that, like, when you're 14, you come into this lifestyle and you're on a low, your family's not telling you to use condoms to protect yourself. They are telling you to use condoms to keep you from getting a female pregnant. Now, what if that happens when that child was a straight, then he switched over into the scene? Nobody's telling him about HIV, STDs, or any of that matter. I had to find out on my own about what was HIV, what was AIDS, what was STDs, what was, like, all these things. I found out at the age of 15. Nobody told me. Like, I was having unprotected sex. Nobody was helping me. I had to do research. It took me on an instant on my own to find out what these things were. So that's the issue. Like,
You know what? A lot of families need to sit down and stop talking to these kids about getting people pregnant and getting people this. They need to sit down, and when they have this so-called birds and the bees conversation, it needs to be called the birds, the bees, and the STDs.
And they don't. I found out everything on my own.
You know, I don't think that's fair, because I know, I mean, most nowadays, like, yeah, the Kiki functions, these are all in places, STD ready, like, they tell you about STDs, it's in school, it's everywhere. People know about it, and what it is, people don't think it will affect them.
I
remember me being 19 years old when I first found out. I was 19 years old, and I've only had two partners. And I never got tested before then. Well, I got tested a long time before then, but I'm like, you know, this doesn't affect me because I'm 19 and I'm not sleeping around.
But
you know what?
Majority of these young children that's at these Kiki functions, and it's sad to say, a majority of them are already positive. And they know that they're positive already, and it really hurts to know that these children are positive at such a young age. I'm just gagging. My first sexual encounter that I had with somebody, I was 19 years old the first time I had sex with somebody. I'm gagging at the rapid age of these young children out here having sex and doing all the type of things that they're doing. It's crazy. Like, what
but
the fuck?
It's also that people, like, you have these older people not telling these kids, they're using this, they're saying, oh, I'm going to just pull out. And you don't. It's like these kids not realizing something is wrong.
Baby, let me tell you something. If somebody's going to tell you they're going to pull out, baby, You can get AIDS or HIV from pre-cum.
Soon they put it there. You could get it,
but they don't know that. I had to find, like, I didn't know that, so I had to find all that out on my own.
And it's a child. It's,
I don't know. I just don't see it as being too much common sense. Someone sticks something in your body, you have a chance of getting something, no matter what. Body is not wrapped up. You have something. You have a chance of getting something. It's not rocket science.
But when you're 14 and you don't have no sexual education background, then you don't know nothing at all.
Yeah, I understand that. But then again, I agree with Kelly. Like, you're 14. When I was 14, I don't know, I was in cartoons or something. Why is sex so available to these teenagers?
Because it was the time when I was 14, BGC and AVA was just forming out. So
well, somebody in the chat room just asked me, Kelly, hold on, because I just got another I'm this part. Somebody in the chat room asked me, 1 out of 10 people are positive. Do I think this positive at the Kiki functions? I think out of
more than 1 out of 10
people at the 10 people at the Kiki functions, I think I'm just going to go with the number 10. I think at least 4 to 5 people out of the 10 people at the Kiki function. It's positive. Not even the Kiki function and balls in general. I think 30% of the ballroom scene is positive that be at these functions. 30% of the people is positive and they know, and I'll give you another 30% that's positive and they don't notice at the pump shit.
It's crazy because, like, a lot of times with these organizations I go to, like one I go to in the Bronx, they even try to get these kids, before they get into a Kiki ball, to get tested. When they do that, it's a low number of people who attend because they have to get tested. That's the crazy part.
It's crazy. Like, it's really crazy.
I don't know. It's always an excuse. Like, these people make so many excuses why they can't get tested. Like, and I'm just thinking in my head, someone told me, well, I didn't want to get tested because it wasn't confidential. And I just stress, like, there are so many different organizations. Like, you don't even have to go to ballroom-related organizations to get tested. Your general health care doctor, if you have one, can give you a test.
You know what I think? I got my paper right here. Hold on. The Elijah quick rapid test. I think they should sell that in the pharmacy.
I think they should sell it
in the pharmacy so the girls can go out and they can just pick it up and buy it and come home and do it themselves. I think they should sell it in the pharmacy. I have mine sitting right here in my mirror. And I think they should sell it in the pharmacy. I really do. So the girls can just go out and the girls can just pick it up and they can go and get tested. They can test themselves. It ain't nothing but a swab of the mouth. You put it in the little cup solution like they do at the hospital. And the girls can test themselves. And then they don't have to worry about anybody knowing their status. Because that's another reason why a lot of these young girls is scared to go to these organizations and get fucking tested, because they go to these organizations and they get tested, and these so-called people of confidentiality in these organizations that is testing them is sitting around and they're in the ballroom scene and they're telling their business to other fucking people. That's another reason why all these young children and people in the ballroom scene is scared to go get tested, because they want to go to these organizations and they want to reach out for help, but they're scared about their shit getting out to other people. It's nobody's business what's going on. Let me tell you something. If I went to an organization, bitch, and I got tested at an organization, and God forbid I was motherfucking positive, bitch, and one of them told anybody my situation, trust and believe, they would not have to be worrying about Kelly whooping anybody's motherfucking ass. Because, baby, that organization is going to have my motherfucking government name written all the fuck across it, because I'm going to sue the shit out of their motherfucking asses.
Home. My phone says I gotta go, so I just want to say to the girls, get tested. Kelly, I'll IM you. I sent you the IM earlier, so I'm still looking for that. You know what I sent you about. So
definitely, if I find somebody, I will definitely.
What did you say?
I said, are you looking for a Butch Queen or a Femme Queen?
Butch Queen, and I will IM you later. Phone's dying. Gotta go.
Bye. Okay, thank you for calling in. Okay, switchboard, do we have any more callers? How you doing? Baby, I'm enjoying my conversation tonight. I'm really, 917-304, you're on the air on our positive topic. How you doing?
I'm well, Kelly. How you doing? This is Jahira Aga.
Hi, Jahira.
Hey, y'all. How's everything?
Hey, Jahira.
Hey, gorgeous. You know, I try to definitely chime in on these positive topics. And I'm loving what you're discussing tonight. I do want to touch on for a second what was said about an estimation of the number of HIV-positive people within the Tiki functions as well as the ballroom scene. What we have to bear in mind, everyone, is that because we are a minority within a minority, as in the ballroom scene being a microcosm of the LGBT community of color, and because we do have a tendency as a community to shit where we eat, as in date and sleep with people within this community, we need to understand that the numbers of HIV-positive people are going to be disproportionately higher because there's fewer of us than there would be if we were dating outside of the community. But again, the fact remains, if you make sure to treat everybody that you potentially sleep with as though they're already positive and protect yourself accordingly, those numbers will decrease. They will go down. They have to. Statistically speaking, they have to.
But I don't. But you know what it is, Jahira? The girls don't take that second. They don't take that second to think about reaching over and getting that condom. I know, but I make sure every apartment that I get, I have two end tables on each side of my bed. So whatever side of the bed I get in and I'm about to have sex, I can reach over to a bucket on the side of my bed and pull out a condom. Take that second to pull out that condom. That second can save your life. These girls don't take that second. And then after the fact, after the person are nutted all up in them, then they want to think about jumping about the bed and running into the bathroom and trying to clean themselves. You could already have contracted it just in that second.
Yeah, just that quickly.
Just them nutted in you. But by the time you think you get to the bathroom and you're going to clean it out and do this and you're going to do that, you could have already contracted it when all you had to do was roll over and rip the top of that condom off and put that condom on that dick. And you know what another thing with me is, right? Everybody sees me, and I'm on BGC. And I'm on all these other different websites that I be on. And, yes, I do meet boys off these websites, and I give them my phone number and everything. If I tell a boy that I'm going to meet up with them, and I don't meet up with them, and they consistently, specifically call me and continue to call me and call me and call me and call me, and they want to hook up with me, I get very nervous and very shaky about the situation. I feel if I told you I'm going to hook up with you and I told you I was going to call you and I didn't call you, I got something else that I have to do. I didn't call you. When you continuously call me and call me and call me and call me, I think you got something and you're trying to give me something. And I don't never meet up with you.
Absolutely.
How do y'all feel about that situation?
No, I think you're totally right. And also I want to make sure that before we close out this conversation, recognize also, listeners, that we're not just talking about sex with men, because actually women-on-women HIV rates are increasing at an alarmingly high rate, and a lot of lesbians and women who have sex with women are not protecting themselves and are not being made aware of this. When you use your fingers to digitally please another woman, if you have a cut on that finger and that woman is HIV infected, you are at risk.
Yes,
sir. That is a, it's a lower risk, but there's still a risk, and there are cases of women giving each other HIV, you know, the HIV virus, that are getting higher and higher and higher. So please don't think that it's just about men or the transgender community or men who have sex with men or whatever the case may be, because it's affecting everybody and it's infecting everybody. No one is exempt from this rule.
No,
if you are having sex, you are at risk.
Yes, 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 yes. Baby, yes, yes. When I tell you, one of my cousins is gagging right now at the fact that he is HIV positive. And you know what he said to me? He said, I never thought that I would get this. I thought it was a gay disease. No, it's not a gay disease, bitch. This is not nothing gay, bitch. He's gagging that his motherfucking girlfriend gave it to him. He got it from a cunt. It's not a gay disease.
Not at all. Not at all. See, but we've gotten incredibly relaxed in our attitudes towards HIV, and part of that is due to the longevity of the medications that are now out there that allow you to, you know, it increases the survival rate exponentially. People are living longer than ever. Kelly and I would assume Lisa as well, are of the generation when, you know, the time bomb began as soon as you got that slip of paper saying that you were positive. We lost people within 18 months, 2 years, 1 year, and now people are living 15, 20 years and beyond. So people have gotten a lot more relaxed in their attitude towards HIV. And also because the funding of these organizations is not there, you're not seeing the billboards on the side of subway stations. You're not seeing the billboards on the side of buses encouraging everybody to wrap it up and use a condom because the funding got cut, like, dramatically. So it's not as in your face anymore, and people have this out of sight, out of mind attitude, and that's why the numbers continue to increase.
Well, we need to decrease these numbers and our scene because, like, it's really crazy. It's real, like, it really hurts. It hurts to know. Like, let me tell you something. So many people have been directed to me for me to take and help them in different situations dealing with AIDS and HIV because through the fact of my mother, and I really gag, and it really hurts
how many young children are coming and need help. And it's like, my God, you're just a child. You're supposed to be out and having fun and enjoying life, but you're dealing with all this other shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's crazy. What are we going to do? What can we do?
I mean, the message just has to keep getting out there. It has to keep getting out there, and it has to keep getting home. You know, regardless of what you feel about them or may feel about them on a personal level, I applaud the efforts of people like Luna Legacy. I applaud the efforts of people like Hector Extravaganza. I applaud the efforts of people like Dominique Lacroix, who have been brave enough and bold enough to stand up and say, you know what, this happened to me, and just as this happened to me, it can happen to you as well. Please don't get it fucked up. Hector, Luna, and Dominique are not the only people in this scene with HIV that are dealing with an HIV-positive situation. They are the only people who have been willing to stand up and discuss it, and that's the difference.
Girl, it's crazy. Hold on, we have another caller, 404-438. You're on the air. How you doing? 404-438, you're on the air. Okay, I guess not. Next caller, switchboard if we have one. 443-602, you're on the air on our positive topic. How you doing?
How y'all doing? I just wanted to say, I think it's very positive what y'all doing tonight, which I think a lot of this is going on is because of the lack of education. So I think this is a positive thing that we are putting education out there, because I myself, when I was 14 years old, that was the first time that I actually engaged in intercourse with anybody, and it was with a male, and it was unprotected sex. And after I did that, no one had actually sat down and talked to me about HIV/AIDS or talked to me about actual sex or anything like that. I never had a conversation with nobody about it because I was always in fear, because I knew I was always attracted to the same sex. So I couldn't go to my family and talk to them about it because I didn't want them to, you know, be judgmental towards me about me talking to them about sex, because the thing was, they would talk to me about sex with a woman and they wouldn't understand what I was feeling inside or what I wanted to do or how I wanted to perform sexually. So it was. I think the lack of knowledge is out there, and the lack of teaching others about HIV/AIDS is the problem that we're having. It isn't the disease itself; it's the lack of teaching everybody about it and what can happen. Now, when I was actually 14, and I went out and I had sex with this person found out that I was actually my first time having sex with anybody, and was just telling me like, "Oh, this is how we do it." At that time, I will honestly tell you guys, I didn't even know what an orgasm was. This is how lack of knowledge I knew. I didn't even know why people stopped having sex. I didn't know that you stop at a certain point. I didn't even know anything at all about sex. I had no recollection of what it really was. All I knew is this person was asking me to do something that I knew adults participated in. That was the far extent that I had of it. I later on found out that people were going around talking about this person and saying this person was HIV positive, scared the shit out of me for years. Excuse my French. But scared me for years, and I didn't go get tested until I was 18, so there was a 5-year gap that I did not get tested. I didn't have sex with nobody in that time frame either. I was just afraid of everything, just didn't want to hear the answer of HIV/AIDS man coming to me. So when I actually did finally go out and get tested, it was just time to do it and just step up and own up to something. I was not sick. I was not ill. My body didn't break down from anything. I actually came back negative. I remember crying when I walked into the doctor's office when he told me that I was actually negative. I mean, I was just so ecstatic about hearing something that of that stature, you know. And then from there on, I made myself an advocate to it. So I actually went around. I had to learn about the different things about it. I think that when we talk about it, not only just telling people to wrap it up, tell them about the different things that they can contract from HIV/AIDS, like PCP pneumonia. These may sound a little may sound like far extreme words to people, but something like PCP pneumonia actually attacks your lungs, and that will attack your breathing so heavily that it will take all the breath out of your body, and you cannot breathe, and that's an AIDS-related pneumonia. Shingles, that's another AIDS-related disease that you can catch where I've heard people say that your body is just sore all over, and you just can't even move. So it's not just the disease itself. It's the things that come along with the disease that can be so devastating. So, and a part of this education is actually teaching them about everything that comes along with it. Yes, there is the medication out there. And I think the medication is awesome, but the side effects behind all of this, all this stuff, and I mean, let me say this too, and the medication has side effects, and be aware, and these people need to be aware that this medication do have side effects. So please don't think because if you go out and you may all of a sudden catch it, you know, that you will be okay. Yes, you will, but the medicine also carry a side effect. And I heard you guys say something about the different strands or something like that. Yeah, and I think that's a great thing, too, to teach people about the different strands of HIV/AIDS that's out there, because knowing that there are different strands out there and you can contract the strand, the worst thing that can happen is that you can contract the strand of HIV/AIDS where your body is resistant to all of the medication. Then what are you to do? If you can't take no more medication, and then
Amen.
Furthermore, and then and it goes so much deeper than that. Actually, if you are a person who like to participate in drugs or alcohol or anything like that, if you become HIV positive, your doctor will tell you these are activities that you can no longer participate in. You can no longer drink no more. You can no longer be a participant of drugs. We shouldn't do drugs anyways, but you can no longer be a participant of that because the medication that they're prescribing you to. The medicine will not work properly because you like to do all these extracurricular activities. And then you got to think about not only yourself, but how it's going to impact your family, the people around you, when you have to tell them something to dispatch for that one night of pleasure that you wanted to have with this other individual. So it goes, I mean, that one little wrap-up can actually do so much more than we can actually fabricate. So I think it's very important that you guys are doing that. A part of this message, please let people know about the different diseases that come along. I mean, the different sicknesses that you illnesses that you can contract with HIV/AIDS. I only know two, because I know some friends who actually contracted it and have got these
shingles, Kaposi's sarcoma.
Shingles, pneumonia, the different types of pneumonia. Now, every pneumonia is not always AIDS related, but we do know a lot of them are AIDS related. You know, but. Just catching things like that, and when you hear pneumonia and people dying from pneumonia, and if your body drops, I mean, we know, and of course we know there's the virus, HIV, and then there's AIDS itself, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken here, maybe somebody can help me out with this, if your body, your T-cell count drops, your CD4, correction, drops below 200, you're considered AIDS-defiant. And once you're considered AIDS-defiant, you know.
If drops below 200 and your viral load raises above a certain number, then yes, it is considered AIDS.
Yeah, you consider AIDS defiant, and once you hit those numbers, those are numbers that follow you for the rest of your life because your CD4 can actually increase over 200. Now that's a fact. Your CD4 can get back over 200, but you're still considered AIDS defiant. The problem with that is if you ever slip up and stop taking your medication or don't take it the same time every day, what end up happening is your body goes back to those numbers. Think about it, and for anybody, if this may sound like a third language or something that they can't understand, the average human body, the average human being, a person who's not HIV positive, walk around with a CD4 count of like 1,000, of 1,000, and your CD4 is basically your T cell count, We all know what T cell count is. So just to put some more education out there about it, we all know what T cell count is. It's actually your immune system that helps you fight off colds and infections, etc. Imagine if your CD4 drops down to 34 or 36. You are walking around open to everything that can actually come to you. A cold can kill you. The seriousness, the severity of all of that for that one night is so not cool. I mean, it's so much to this disease, and I thank you guys for actually educating some people out there, and I'm hoping that somebody actually will get this message and we'll wrap it up tonight or tomorrow. If one person is affected by this and actually will go out and get tested or use a condom the next day when they did use a condom or just start using condoms more or tell another friend to use a condom, this was so well worth it. And I'm so glad that you guys decided to participate in this because I wish when I was 14, thank God the world spun the way it did for me, but I wish when I was 14 I was able to call out and listen to a message like so and have somebody tell me, you need to wrap it up, and these are what sex come with, and that, you know, understanding that HIV/AIDS, and just HIV/AIDS doesn't mean just taking a pill and you're going to be okay. Think about the fact that you can catch PCP pneumonia, shingles, or you can catch any type of one of these diseases and how these diseases will affect your body, and you may not recuperate from them. You just may not have to. You know, there's so much more than just taking a pill.
I'm so sorry I got to cut you off, but I definitely do want to thank you for definitely calling in and voicing your opinion. It was definitely enlightening sitting here talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I had to dominate. Thank you.
Jaira, I want to thank you for calling in and being a part of the show with us also.
Not a problem, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
We'll be saying goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody. See you guys on Monday.
Okay, I'm the legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi. Whatever you do, whatever club you go to, when you leave out a splash or whatever bathroom that you in, make sure you definitely do practice safe sex, and we'll be back here Monday night for Messy Mondays and the recap show. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house, Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me. Good night.